broadcasting from a super secret location at Wasted Time Radio Studios. It is the Ask the Fellas Show.
Do we have any Mexican Americans with us today? What buenos dias?
Oye, big boy, habla español.
Are there any guys out there who are just normal, huh?
Welcome back to another episode of Ask the Fellas, where anybody can be one of the fellas.
Even the lady fellas?
Especially the lady fellas. Oh, yeah.
Why is he trying to be all sexy now?
I know. I don't know. Because he has AIDS, right?
Because I have AIDS.
He doesn't have AIDS.
What was it? HIV?
AIDS changes your voice.
It makes you sexier. Because now you got to compensate because now you have a disease that kills people. So.
Right.
You got to entice people to fuck you now.
I'm like, oh, yeah. Man, I do not have AIDS, motherfuckers. Spreading rumors.
Shit. So what the fuck? What were you spreading?
I had COVID again, man.
Again,
bro. That's it.
I think that's number 4 or 5, bro. Fuck. I lost count already.
I thought you were only supposed to be able to get it once.
Well, that's what I thought. That's what happened. But apparently, fucking people frown upon licking doorknobs and shit.
Why are you licking doorknobs?
I think it's his kids. And then they go,
dude, like, that's what my wife fucking thinks. Like, every time I tell her I got COVID and she gives me this fucking look, like motherfucker, again? And you know what I mean? And I'm like, dude, you fucking swear I'm out there licking doorknobs, right? Like, I promise I'm not. But I think it's because of my job, right? Like, I deal with a lot of different people. I go to the juvenile halls. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? Like,
and you don't wear a mask.
I don't.
We're going to have to start calling you the super spreader, but not for the reasons that we called you that in college.
Wait, I'm not the one spreading, right?
You know, that bald eagle in your back.
Fuck. Damn. But, you know, maybe I should start wearing masks at least to the juvenile halls.
I mean, at least, bro. I mean, because you're probably there, what, a couple of hours at least?
Yeah, well, the thing is, because they, and when I go meet with my clients, they put us in a pod.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
And it's an enclosed pod. Yeah. There's a thing that's circulating in there, the air, but still, like, yeah, I'm usually talking to them about an hour.
I'm sure they're not even up to code in those fucking places, right?
Yeah,
hell no.
It's probably like run down.
Well, they're trying to shut it down again.
Oh, is that the one here?
Yeah, the one right here in Downey.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, they're trying to shut it down again, and I'm like, fuck.
I always get those Instagram announcements or ads saying that if I was ever incarcerated there, that I may be owed some money.
You should tell them you have. Oh, man, it's like the stories you hear, man. Like, sometimes my kids will tell me, they'll be like, yeah, like, the fucking staff will let the kids fight.
No shit.
They'll just let them fight, and they'll sit back and watch. And then from there, they'll eventually intervene or whatever.
But like right before one of them dies.
Yeah. Like, no, like, it's a fucking mess, bro. And then, like, one of them was telling me, too, because I was like, how do you guys fucking... I'm, like, burning them out, but... I'm like, how do you guys get drugs in here, man? Like, you guys are always talking about fucking smoking this and smoke. He's like, you know what? It got harder, but now that they were doing like drone drops.
No way.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know if we've said it, but we're talking about a juvenile hall.
Right. This is like fucking 10-year-olds to like 17, 18-year-olds, right?
Yeah.
That's the oldest that they have in there is 18-year-olds?
18, yeah.
Wow.
So I think it's usually about 12, from 12 to 18, because they're like too young. They don't want to put them in there.
What do they do with them then?
They just keep them at home. Be like, keep them with their parents.
Really?
Yeah, but they're crazy.
But right? if they do something extreme, then you know, they probably have to like put them somewhere. But yeah, but for the most part, it's like 12. They like from 12 to 18. Okay. Yeah, but when they told me the whole drone thing, I'm like, man, you guys are fucking crazy. Like, they just go, they do a drop somewhere, like, probably at night, and then the person knows to go look for it over there.
Like, the next day, the next day.
Yeah, and they'll go, and they'll find, like, the wax pens and shit like that.
Okay. So they communicate how? By, I guess they get phone calls, right?
Probably, yeah, they get phone calls.
Oh, okay.
And so it's just, it's crazy, but then, like I said, now they're not even... letting you bring in phones or shit like that. Like, like for a while, too, like, they weren't letting me bring in a pen. I'm like, how am I supposed to take my fucking notes? Like, you can't bring in electronics. And I think the security guard thought I was being a fucking, like, an asshole because I was like, I'm like, can I bring a crayon? Like, You know what I mean? And because then I asked him, I was like, well, why can't I bring a pen? And I guess because they do that. What is it called when they make those tattoos? Pin and poke or whatever? Pin? Yeah. Something like that. Like,
so what, they thought that you were going to let them keep it and make tattoos and shit?
I guess. Like, and that's the thing. Like, they were being stupid.
Okay.
No, and now they have a dog, too, that sniffs you. Uh-huh. Like, one of the attorneys actually, they turned his ass away. Because I guess he must have smelled like fucking weed or something. And they turned his ass away, so the whole firm was like laughing at him.
Because
they were just like, what the fuck? Like, yeah, no, it's crazy.
Well, at least he didn't have anything on him.
No.
Right?
No. That would have been worse.
Yeah.
But you know, but that's the thing. Like, that could happen anywhere. Like, say, sometimes I'll go to like my, like if they're placed at their house or whatever, you go in there and then that whole fucking house smells like weed. So it gets on your clothes. Shit. So if I go there first and then I try to go to the juvenile hall, they're going to refuse me. Like, that's crazy. So it's a mess, man. But yeah.
Good luck with that, man. Because some of those 18-year-olds are fucking huge.
Dude, like 14-year-olds. There's a 14-year-old that is kind of questionable. I'm like, man, they really need to check your birth certificate again. Cause
like, there's no fucking way you're 14.
Yeah, no, like full-ass beard. Like, I don't remember any 14-year-olds looking like that. Like when, we're older than you. But
I remember that shit. When I was in middle school, there were some kids in there that had beards and shit. I was like, what the fuck? How old is this motherfucker?
Well, yeah. I mean, when we were kids, we were playing baseball against like the white kids from like Lacker Center or something.
Uh-huh.
Our team was 14-year-olds, but the kids on the other team, either like they had their own car, they had a full-grown beard, they had a wife. They were smoking cigars.
They showed up with their wife.
I was like, wait a minute. Aren't we supposed to be 14 to be in this team?
They're fucking ringers and shit.
They're like, I am 14.
Yeah.
Look at this birth certificate.
It's made of crayon. Fuck, man.
Shit.
No, it's probably the hormones now, too, man. I think that shit, like, fucks everybody up.
I always said that. I know it sounds racist as fuck, but it's those corn-fed motherfuckers from the Midwest.
Uh-huh.
Like, those motherfuckers are huge, man. Like, is it
corn or potatoes?
I don't know, but I think we're just malnutritioned out over here in L.A., in South Central.
Yeah, I mean, if I had enough, you know, if I drank more milk, I think I put a, you know, maybe it would have been, like, two inches taller at least. I didn't have enough milk. and they have those drugs that they can give kids to make them grow a little bit more faster.
What is that shit called?
I don't know. I just saw the ad the other day, and I was like, can I still buy that for myself?
Human growth hormone. Is that what it is? Human growth hormone.
I mean, they don't name it like that, but
it's basically
what
that
it is. Oh yeah. Shit!
Wow.
Yeah. I wonder if that shit will make your penis bigger too.
Hey, you think? I don't know.
I'm not taking a shot at you. I'm just saying in general.
Oh, come on.
No, I'm just saying in general, because I know he was saying that he would take the growth hormone.
Thing, I thought he was trying to fucking get more inches on himself.
I know.
Like,
no. I don't think you need that.
Like, come on, bro.
He'll be like, freak.
I know.
That's a big
come
bitch.
On. Yeah, come on. At a certain point, it's freaky. It's not no longer amazing.
Yeah. Dude, like fucking, I don't know, like say like those fucking guys that are like 10 inches or however, like you have no fucking options. You just have to be a fucking porn star.
Right.
Right. Like, no, you can't be in a real relationship. I would hope not.
Well, you can, right? Like, there's women that are size queens. That's all they want.
They got to have a deep pussy.
Like, you probably can't even fuck them. Like, right, like, correctly.
No, you can't go all the way in because it's only 6 inches in.
Right. Yeah. So,
I mean, if it's all anal, then, you know, then you're good. You're good to go.
But all they want to do is see it, like, and feel it in their hands, whatever. Yeah. Uh-huh. They don't want it all the way up in there just because they just can't take it, right?
Most women, I think. Well, there's some
some women that want all the way.
Yeah.
Okay.
But can you imagine if you're having sex with a woman and she's just like, just put half of it in?
Where's the fun in that?
Exactly.
I've never been told that.
They're like, put it in, baby.
That's already it.
That's how I got deeper.
They're like, go deeper. Okay.
Hey, man, have you ever been so desperate for a condom? Like, if a girl doesn't want to let you fuck without a condom.
Uh-huh.
So desperate for a condom that you just grab saran wrap and then like... Maybe one of those zip ties or something.
I've done saran wrap.
You
when I was young.
Does it work?
How about you didn't get pregnant?
How about a sandwich bag and a, like a rubber band or something?
A sandwich bag?
I mean, something. It's got to work, right?
You know what? I would have been scared to like for that shit to tear. Like the like saran wraps any better, but I was a little more confident with like a little wrap.
Okay.
Like being able to wrap it around.
Yeah, but then you don't feel shit.
Nah, you really don't.
Right?
How about a trash bag and some tape?
Some duct tape.
Something. I mean, would you be that desperate to be like, you know what, fuck, she's what about so fucking hot.
Some crazy glue.
On the tip?
Uh-huh. On the tip?
Hey, at least it ain't gonna come out. You worry about that shit later.
No, we're talking about disease, bro. STDs, man.
Yeah, oh, no. Those still exist?
Yes.
No pussy is that serious, bro.
Yeah, I know. Are you kidding? Come on.
I don't think so.
The perfect girl that you've always wanted. And like you guys are on a retreat out in Big Bear or something. And like she's just, you know, she's never really paid attention to you until that day. You guys were like vibing, having a good time. You guys are out in the fucking in the middle of nowhere, and she just says,
"You know what?
Yeah,
Barlow's. I want you to fuck me. Fuck."
Okay, she's probably not that crude,
but it has to be a condom. You have to wear a condom.
But like, you have to wear a condom.
Wow, and you got to get like MacGyver with it, huh?
Yeah, because in Big Bear, I mean, where are you gonna go to the store at 1 a.m.? Everything's closed.
Fuck. Are there sheep? Can I kill a sheep?
I'll wrap the intestines around your wiener.
You're like, that sheep died for 2 minutes. 2 minutes of pleasure.
It took me longer to clean the fucking the intestines and shit.
No, but something's got to work though, right? You guys would just.
But what does that say about the girl though? Like if she would be willing for you to have sex with her with some kind of like random device or whatever.
Well, one that it says that she doesn't trust you because she's willing to fucking put a trash bag inside of her instead of your dick. You know what I mean?
And she's also, I guess, really horny because she's still willing to do it even though you're wearing something fucking completely.
And horny. Who made her horny? But you. So right. You should be flattered.
Damn, I don't know if I would do a trash bag. I think I would do maybe like a old school like grocery bag.
Okay.
I would probably be willing to do that.
The new ones or the old ones?
No, the old ones, because the newer ones are kind of thick.
You mean the thinner ones?
The thinner ones.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I would do the ones that where you get your verdura. What do you call it? The vegetables.
Oh, yeah.
The green bags.
The green bags.
Oh, man. Those things feel sexy, bro.
Oh, yeah. The new green bags.
Hell, right? Yeah. I could picture my dick in that. I could do it.
And you always got to have a rubber band in hand, just in case.
Right.
Yeah. It'll keep it on.
Yeah. Yeah. And it doubles as one of those rings, right? What do you call it? Dick rings. Cock
ring. Cock
ring.
Cock ring, yeah.
There you go. Damn. We're solving problems every day.
Man.
This is the Ask the Fellas Show, on demand and around the world.
All right, fellas, I got a two-minute topic.
What's up, man?
2 minutes? 2 minutes.
Is it going to be timed or what?
It's a quickie.
I love it.
Well, the reason I say it's a two-minute, because there's not much here, but there's a listener. It's a listener question, and they're a little weird. We have a lot of these weird questions that I know that don't make a good segment, but we can fill in 2 minutes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, of course. Right. Easy.
He says, I lost track of my ex. Is it healthy that I would need to get into a new relationship just so I can stalk a new ex?
Wait. He needs to get into a new relationship so he can stalk a new ex?
I think that's his hobby, man.
So he dates them, then he breaks up with them, but then he's stalking them?
Yes, he just wants to see their Instagram life. You know what I mean? Just to like kind of fill the day with his new obsession.
But he can't just follow them. He has to have dated them so that there's a connection. Somewhere.
Yes, he needs to know a little bit about them in order for him to be fulfilled.
Huh.
Can we report that? I don't suppose giving off like serial killer vibes and shit.
We shouldn't be reporting our listeners, man. What's wrong with you, man? See, we listen.
We don't judge.
And we don't judge.
Judge-free zone, motherfucker.
Judge-free zone. This is the Ask the Fellas Show, man.
Shit. Oh, man. So the answer is no. Get some help. Shit.
Man, that's really like bizarre, though. Like, I wonder what kind of like thrill he gets out of it.
Yeah, but you know, there's people out there like that, right? I mean, even if their obsession is not to like get an ex just to do it, but as soon as they break up with them, it takes them a long time to get over them, and most of those days they fill them with just stalking their exes, stalking their cousins, stalking their friends to see what they're up to.
Damn.
I mean, it happens, right? You guys know people like that.
You know what? I'm curious if he keeps trophies.
Ooh.
If he keeps trophies, that's...
Hey, that's serial killer number one. Serial killer 101 right 101. There.
101.
What's the best trophy, though? I know what mine would be.
Yeah, piece of one of their underwear.
There you go.
Undies.
One of their chony.
That's got to be.
Would it be clean or
nah,
used?
Nah. Oh, no.
It's got to be used.
It's got to be used.
But it got to smell good.
Yeah, I mean,
smell like her.
The funkier, the better, right?
Yeah, it has
to smell as long like as you don't smell the booty part. Imagine, like, fuck.
I mean, you're not supposed to go that far, fool.
What about a scrunchie though? Like a hair scrunchie?
Yeah,
that
could work.
Her shampoo or something.
Yeah, they got it. They got to have that sexy scent, like Barlow's over here.
Oh yeah, Barlow's came in here smelling like peaches or something.
I know.
Yeah.
And I had just farted.
I was like, hey, is that new?
Like, hey, man. I was like, I didn't put anything on. I was like, was that your natural smell? I mean, I did fart. But that shit was, you know what? I'm glad I farted outside because it was pretty bad.
Oh, shit.
I was like, what the fuck did I eat?
You know, we were watching you on the camera.
I was like,
he's all scratching his stomach.
I'm like, oh, man. Should take the shit before I got here.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but I don't know, man. I think that's just, it does. It kind of gives off like a little bit of a serial killer vibe kind of. Yeah, like it's just things like that. Like, why would he take so much interest in these people? Like, he just needs to take up a different hobby, bro.
You know what my hobby used to be?
He's like killing women.
No.
But that's besides the point.
No, back in 2009, 2008, like ordering stuff on the internet because it was so new back in the old days. Just like
you mean like from Craigslist?
No, from like eBay or from, I think it was Amazon around at that time. I'm not really sure.
Possibly. Yeah.
But remember, it took a while for things to like arrive, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Just that anticipation.
Uh-huh.
Just waiting just one more day. You're like, okay, I'm going to get my package tomorrow.
And now it's like so instant.
I know.
Right.
Like, it's gone. It's coming tomorrow.
The thrill is gone, man. Right. There's no thrill. You know it's going to come tomorrow. Sometimes it arrives the same day.
Yeah.
It's just like no anticipation anymore.
Yeah. Well, sometimes it's there like at 4 in the morning.
Right.
Right.
Like, oh, we'll deliver between 4 and 8 a.m. Like, oh, okay. It's fucking there at 4 in the morning.
I know, man. And I ordered it like at midnight.
Yeah,
it's fucking nuts.
Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. So
it's like 5 minutes later, bing bong. Motherfucker.
Yeah, that instant gratification is what we're missing now in the world.
What's ruining us, dude. It's like my daughters, they don't even, we have DirecTV, but they don't even watch it. Like,
why do you have DirecTV?
Because my wife likes DirecTV for some reason. I'm like, it's a waste of money.
It is.
So my daughters, all they do is stream because they hate commercials.
Uh-huh.
Like, like our internet was down one day and fucking, so we're like, the good thing is that they could watch DirecTV because it's not tied to the internet. And they were just like, what the fuck? Like, because they had to sit through the commercials.
What is this, Dad?
They were so annoyed.
Wow.
They're like, what is this fucking piece of shit?
Are we poor?
Are we poor?
Oh, and that's the thing. And that's how, like, everything, well, like, even the apps, right? Like, fucking Instagram and TikTok and everything is just, like, quick. It's just quick, quick, quick. Like, it's so bad, man. But I love it, man. I love that with Amazon, like, instead of, like, creating, like, a shopping list now, it's like, or something, you're just like, oh, we need to get this for the house.
Mm-hmm.
Bam, fuck it. Order it. Yeah, our kettle broke. What's it called? Kettle? Kettle? Tea kettle?
Teapot.
Tea kettle.
Yeah.
And you guys
drink tea?
British?
You're British?
Only when they get COVID.
No.
So yes. No, and the handle broke, and I ordered it, and we had it the next morning.
Why didn't you fix the handle?
I don't have time for that shit.
He's like, that's poor people problems.
I'm telling you, my kids can't watch commercials. God damn it.
He's like, I ain't fixing no kettle. Fuck you think you are.
This is Ramon.
Steph.
Fernando.
From Chicano Shuffle. And you're listening to
At the Fellas.
You know what? I think I've come of age, bros.
What do you mean?
What happened?
I've decided that I'm now going to start buying trash bags.
Wait, you don't have trash bags?
No, I use grocery bags.
Oh, you're turning white.
Oh, no.
Yes, you are.
Please, no.
Yeah.
All right, let me take off this MAGA hat, too. No, is that what it is?
Well, no. I mean, it's a privilege to be able to use, nice trash bags, the one with the drawstring. And sometimes you could even get them scented.
Yeah.
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 But I didn't go that far.
Really?
I just wanted, I was like, you know what? Here's what happened. Mm. We went to Ross. Mm-hmm. I still shop cheap, sometimes.
Right.
My daughter likes to shop cheap. She bought a bunch of shit and fucking paid like $40 for a bunch of shit. So she was like, Dad, I want a trash can, a better one. I'm like, all right, what do you want? She's like, I want it with a lid so I can open it with my foot.
Like, nice.
Like, oh, okay. Well, you know what? You're right. You know what? Let me get one for the bathroom too. And I'm like, damn, this is too nice for a grocery bag. So this morning I was like, and I was thinking about it all night, thinking about it like, you know what? Fuck it. And this morning I fucking went on and I bought trash bags for the bathroom, for her room, and for my kitchen.
You're talking about trash liners.
The bags, the liners. Yeah.
That's even better.
What the fuck you mean? Liners, bags, the same shit.
It really isn't, man. It's a specification that is... It's a little more specific to those small trash cans.
So it's kind of like the underwear liners for when women are on their periods.
Exactly.
Something like that.
Yeah, with wings.
Yeah, these bags have wings too.
Right.
Yeah. Oh,
wait, okay. So in your kitchen and stuff, you're using regular bags for that?
Yeah,
or?
And the bathroom.
How big is your... penis?
No, wait.
No. How big is your trash can from the one you have in the kitchen?
In the kitchen, it's small. It's like maybe like a 4 gallon one, maybe about.
Oh, okay. So it fits.
Yeah.
So you upgrade to like a 13 gallon? I mean, 13
no,
liter.
No,
what is it?
Upgraded. It was the bathroom one.
Ah. Because
the kitchen one, you don't see it because it's under the kitchen.
Right. Oh, like, it's kitchen under sink. The thing. Got it.
The one in the bathroom now is like there's a lid. You don't see what's in there. Mm-hmm. And you got to use your foot to like open the thing. It's taking some time to get used to that. Mm-hmm. Usually I just throw shit on there and oh, fuck. I got to use my foot.
Damn. What I thought you were going to say is that trash bags are getting a little expensive now.
Nah, I got to like, the packs that I got, it was like $17 for like 300 fucking bags.
Yeah, not those.
Oh, what you talking about?
The grocery bags. When you go to the grocery store,
they went up.
What do you mean?
They're 10 cents now.
They've always been 10 cents.
I know, but come on, 10 cents for a trash bag? That's insane. Well, I always, I just push my cart out and put all my items individually into the trunk. And then I take about 10 or 15 trips to unload my car because I refuse to pay for trash bags. That's insane. 10 cents a bag? Are you kidding?
Why don't you use reusable bags?
Oh.
And these bags are meant to be reusable, right? That's why they're thicker.
That's a choice?
Yeah.
I was wondering why they were so goddamn thick.
They're not just for your penis.
Hey everyone, this is Noelia, and you're listening to Ask the Fellas, where anyone can be a fella, especially the ladies. Oh, yeah.
I got another 2-minute question.
All right. Let's do it.
Man, you're all about the quickies, huh?
These are questions from the listeners, man. Right. And they're into the quickies. I'm not. I like the longies.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if you were offered a 200-an-hour job, what real job would you not do? Remember, $200 an hour.
$100 an hour.
Not do? Not do.
What would you refuse to do?
Fuck.
8 hours a day, 40 hours a week.
Shit.
Remember, I mean, and you got to do your job.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you get fired. So what real job would you refuse to do?
I wouldn't work the fields.
Oh, for $200
an
hour?
Not even for $200. I don't think I could hack, bro, to be honest.
Oh, I see what you mean now. I was like, what do you fucking mean?
Yeah, no, yeah.
So any job.
But it has to be like a real job.
It's a real job. It doesn't matter. You can pick any job, but which one would you say no to?
Okay.
This is hard because obviously $200 an hour adds up really, really fucking quick.
Like, can I just say nothing outside?
What?
I need to be air conditioned.
Yeah. I don't want any manual labor type of shit.
So security guard outside on the parking lot, you wouldn't do it.
Fuck.
If I can sit in a little fucking house.
Or like under the stairs or some shit.
Yeah.
I guess.
I think I could do that.
It's just a summer bet, bro. It's fucking hot, man.
Yeah.
That's because if let me do the math for you, okay? That's about $8,000 a month? No, a week?
$200. Wait, $200 a day?
$200 a day.
That's $1,600
That's $1,600
a day.
Wait, I thought you said you're $200 an hour.
I mean an hour. So $1,600 a day.
$1,600 a day.
Like, what the fuck?
Times, what's that, 5 days times a week?
Five,
that's $8,000 a week.
Uh-huh.
Times 52 weeks. Or let's just do...
Multiply by 55.
Let's do times four. Oops. $8,000 times four. That's $32,000 a month, roughly.
Okay.
So about a little bit over $400,000.
For the year.
A year. But these are easy jobs, but dirty jobs. Jobs that no one really wants. That usually, they're probably making like a good $16 an hour.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
But you get to get paid $200 an hour for doing that. And you just say, nope, I'm out. I can't do this. How about a fluffer in a porn set?
Like fluffing with my hand? No. If it's fluffing with, like if my...
Wow, you considered it.
No, I'm just saying, look, if my back is up against the wall where I'm like, fuck, like, I can't get any other job,
mm-hmm.
I'd do it.
You do it. $400,000 a year.
Hell yeah.
For fluffing, but you got, I mean, eight hours a day.
Who are you fluffing, though? Women or men or both?
No. All men, bro.
All men?
This is a gay porn set.
Oh, no.
Can I wear a glove?
You can wear whatever you want.
Yeah, if I can wear a glove, I'll do it. I don't give a fuck.
You got to go home.
I'm pretty secure in my manhood, bro.
You got to go home, and you got to face your kids and your wife. And they know what you do for a living.
Oh, they know?
Yeah.
You're like, this is my magic hand.
he keeps it in a
fucking warmer. Imagine you fucking keep it like that, like the fucking professional players and shit. You keep it in a warmer. That
keeps it soft.
Like the in Zoolander. Remember the guy, the hand model? He had like a little glass and shit.
Oh, this hand puts food on the table.
Man. See, if you gave me a choice, and this is going to make me sound super gay, but if you gave me a choice between working the fields for 8 hours or fluffing, I think I would be a fluffer, bro.
No, come on.
As long as they're not fucking jizzing on me or fucking...
I mean, you're going to get some of that shit on your hand, bro.
Yeah.
You know you are.
I wear a fucking hazmat suit.
And some of the guys are, you know, they're explosive motherfuckers. So yeah. You might get some of that shit in your eye, too.
And you'll probably get that hand, foot, and mouth disease on your hand, too.
Yeah. at least a couple times a year.
Yeah. At least.
Hey, it'll be the new COVID.
You're like, oh, I'm victorious. You're back, huh?
Except I'm making $400K, man. God. Yeah, that's terrible, but... I don't know, man. I wouldn't be opposed to it.
Well, at least you got good benefits.
Yeah. Wait. What are the benefits? I get to see naked chicks.
No, fool. No. It's a gay porn fucking
site. Oh, fuck.
Jerky, what about you, man? What the fuck?
Hey, what the fuck, man?
Yeah, what would you do?
I was just about to end the segment. I don't want to be this.
He was about to click.
Yeah, he was.
Get back over here, you fucking fluffer.
I know.
I'm not going to participate in this.
Pick
something, man.
Well, okay. I've always thought this was the grossest shit, but it literally shit. Like cleaning out those porta potties. And just like, you know, like extracting all the shit. And
is that manual? Isn't it like a fucking machine that they put in there?
Yeah, but what if it gets stopped up? Like, what if something gets stuck in there? Oh. You know what I mean? Like somebody throws a shoe in there and it gets stuck in the
machine. People throw the vacuum
or whatever.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I mean, you never know, bro. You got to go in there and you got to stick your hand in. Even though you're wearing one of those gloves,
You'll
stick. I don't know what to call them, like hazmat gloves or whatever.
Yeah. No, you put on a hazmat suit, I think.
I'm pretty sure. And I'm still wearing probably like a gas mask and everything.
What the fuck?
But goddamn, bro. Shit still looks like shit.
Yeah, and it's pretty gross.
And if I throw up, like if I start gagging in my hazmat suit.
That's a double fucking whammy right there.
Right.
So now I got to clean this shit up.
Yeah. No, it's terrible, bro. And like, what if my suit rips while I have to jump into the pile of shit to like clear the blockage?
Now you have shit dripping inside of you.
Yes.
It's fucking disgusting.
All up in your little toes.
Exactly. Because I remember when I was a kid, man. I was poor as fuck, man. Uh-huh. And I was running away from like these crazy ass fucking people, and I had to jump in to a fucking and one of those, you know, those places where they just have this shit.
Yeah, the sewage fucking tanks.
Yeah, no, the outhouses.
Oh, an outhouse.
Yeah, I had just to jump in there.
What?
And I had to hide in there, and I had to hide in there for a little while.
What country were you in?
I was in India. But. I was invited to be on this one show so I could be a millionaire. So, it was worth it. Oh, yeah. My life's journey was
worth it. That's a little slumdoggy, right?
I'm sorry.
It's like a slumdog, right?
That's a racial slur, my friend. You shouldn't say that to me.
Say it in your accent.
You racist fuck. That's a fucking movie.
I know.
Jerky.
That's not your life.
What are you talking about?
That's Slumdog Millionaire.
That's why I would never do that job, man. Because shit just disgusts me, bro.
Fuck. Hey, what if they paid you to go to India and eat the street food like every day?
For how long?
For like a year.
For a year.
And
no questions asked.
No questions asked. You just, any vendor you see. You have to eat.
And you have knowledge of what they sell on the street?
No. You're
no, don't. You. Do you know what's on the street? Right
to like educate us right now?
Yeah, right now.
Oh, bro. I've seen those videos, man.
I know.
They fucking, man. That food looks delicious.
No, it does not.
Yeah. When they're using their hand to get the fucking the shit, and then they mix it with the other shit. And then they get a spoon that fucking looks like it's like 50 years old, and they mix that shit around.
Yeah, and they eat with their hands, don't
they?
Yeah,
and then they put that shit on newspaper.
Yeah.
And then they give it to you.
Why would they put it on newspaper?
I don't know.
Fucking disgusting,
it's
man.
It's fucking India, man.
Dude, they're like mixing it with their hand, and they like did just slop it onto a plate, yeah. Right? Or like you said, newspaper.
A newspaper or shit that has fucking font on it, writing on that shit. I'm like, yeah. What the fuck is that? Like paper that someone decided, oh, you know what? I misspelled something. Let me send it to the restaurant.
Holy shit.
That is wild, dude. And those marketplaces are endless sometimes, right?
Yeah.
And you have to try everything before you go home?
You gotta at least have three meals a day.
Can you imagine the fucking bathroom, how it's going to end up? Looking like the next morning.
That country, half the country doesn't have any bathrooms. They're the people that defecate out in public.
But
what the? That's their main ingredient. Yeah,
defecation. Like, put a little shit, literally. And they you know, some of the vendors, they have rats all over the place, and they don't mind them. They think the rats are gods or some shit.
Come on,
I'm serious. Shit.
You're kidding.
I'm fucking serious.
That's a deal breaker, bro. I can't do it.
No, for how much did I say?
For $400,000 a year.
Yeah, but you only do it one time for 1 year.
One time for 1 year. That's not enough.
No,
because that doesn't set me up for for like a retirement.
Okay, what about for 1 month? $400,000 1 month of eating Indian food in India. And it has to be, and you can't, every vendor you see,
fucking street.
Yeah, you have to eat their food. It has to be a street vendor.
Every single person.
Every single meal. 400,000.
So you figure fucking three meals a day, right? 30 days. So
make it four, because some of the vendors, that have, you know, they're just like little appetizers. So,
bro, if I eat like spinach that is probably like a day older than it should be. My bathroom looks like a Pollock painting, bro. Like, I can't handle food that is not, you know, supposed to be eaten. You know what I mean? Can you imagine me doing that for a whole fucking month? I'd probably fucking just spend my day in the toilet.
You probably be sick probably, you know, 3 or 4 days out of the week.
Yeah.
So maybe that'll help. Hey, maybe that helps.
Help me, but what?
Because you're not going to be able to eat.
Okay.
But I wonder if your digestive system gets, like, used to it, like, there's after a while. No?
There's no way. There's no way.
It has to eventually, no?
You think so? You're like, you have a bulletproof stomach?
Yeah, I think so. It has to be.
I don't think it works that
way.
Or
else they wouldn't have fucking, what, 2 billion fucking people in that country?
No, your body, right. when you take a shit like that, your body's rejecting that food. Whatever you ate, your body says, nope.
They're like, no.
No.
Don't ever do this to me again.
Get this shit out. Never bring it back. That's what it's telling you. That's why you feel so fucking bad, because your body is telling you that this isn't what you're supposed to be eating. So, you know what? I got to pass on that. I'd rather clean out shitters for a living.
There you go.
Yeah,
I think just how they prepare it and seeing that shit, yeah, I think that would be like a big turnoff, man. I think it would gross me out eventually.
Yeah, same.
Like, I totally do it.
Hey, this is Oso
and Chavo.
And you're listening to Ask the Fella, where everybody can be a fella.
Hey, fella.
What's up, man?
He's a fart.
What's up?
What the fuck, man?
What? Why is that so funny?
Talking about shit and all that and eating food, whatever. You know, when you eat pretty badly, your stomach gets a little upset, right?
Yeah.
It starts farting all over the place.
Yeah. Right.
But is a fart always funny? What I mean by that is this. Like, when a person farts, and it's not you, it's somebody else. Does that make you laugh or does that disgust you?
It depends on the person.
Okay.
It depends.
What do you mean? It depends on the person.
Okay. So, right now, like, you know how we're laughing. You know, we're laughing and it's funny. And then Victoria just farted right now.
Like, from laughing, though.
Yeah, that would be funny.
That'd be hilarious.
That would be
right?
funny.
Yeah. If you're just walking by me, fucking crop dusting everywhere, that would not be funny.
That'd be like, what the fuck?
Like, what the fuck, bro? And if it's rank, like your shit, Cherokee?
Right.
That would not be funny.
All right, but if he's walking by you and he farts like this. That's not funny, right?
I'm not a big fan of farts, bro.
Right, but it's not funny. What
especially when
if,
it sounds wet.
Yeah. I know, that sounds terrible, right? But what if he farts like this, right? No?
I don't know. I think the only way I would kind of find it funny is like that, if we were kind of like in a situation like that and we're laughing. Because it's almost like when somebody like snorts, you know what I mean? Like, you're laughing so hard and they fucking snort and it's fucking hilarious. Where at that point you're laughing and it's like, oh shit, and he let one out. You know, but other than that, I'm just not a big fan of farts, bro.
What if it's a 24-year-old model-looking chick, and she's sitting down, and she's, like, on her iPhone, and she just lays out the little...
Just enough to hear it?
Just enough for you to hear, like, what was that?
And she's, like, next to me?
Yeah.
I'd be like, what the fuck?
And she's, like, sitting like an Indian, you know, Indian style, and then you just hear...
Did it come out of her pussy? I think it'll be funny.
That'll be hilarious, it's man.
Just, you know what? Again, I'm going to be, you know, sexual right now. Or what is the other word? Fucking sexual.
Deviant?
No. What the fuck? Wait, why am I? I'm tired.
Describe it.
So if she's ugly, that's going to be nasty and not funny.
Okay.
Oh, sex, not sex.
Sexist. I'm gonna be sexist. Right.
But she's 24. She's a young kid. She just graduated from college, probably.
Yeah, she's cute. Only cute girls graduate from college, right?
Right. Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. That's funny.
It's fucking hilarious.
It's like
right?
tea.
Yeah.
She does that shit. I'm laughing.
She's like, oh my god. Like, girl, I want you. That made you fucking 100 times sexier than
right.
anything.
So, see, her reaction, I think, would make it funny. Yeah. Like, if she's, like, a little embarrassed but still can kind of joke about it. I'd be like, girl, don't worry. Like, everybody fucking farts. All
right.
And then you just let one out.
What if, though? You're in your office building, going up the elevator, and, you know, 10 people, bro. There's 10 people in there. Uh-huh. No one knows. Who did it?
Who did it?
And you just hear like a good little You got to start laughing, right? That's got to be fucking hilarious.
But, I think that would be more of an awkward laugh than a funny laugh.
Really?
Like, you would be sitting there, like, kind of awkwardly, and you're just kind of like, fuck, like.
Yeah, I'm thinking, I'm like, what the fuck?
Was it me?
Like last time,
yeah, like holy shit,
you burped and you blamed it on Barlow.
Oh yeah, I was like,
who the fuck burped?
That was you, man. Fuck. I think with your wife, your wives, or you know, when I'm dating anyone, mm-hmm. and they fart, I think it's funny, because I'm like, oh shit, you farted.
Right, they're not supposed to.
Yeah,
right?
they're not supposed to, right? And like, oh shit, all right. Or like if they fart like in their sleep, like oh, like you know, you're kind of laughing,
right? And I think there's a fine. Well, for me, speaking for myself, like there's like a fine line, right? Like
yeah,
like she can, like I could never date or be with somebody that's too comfortable and they just kind of randomly just let out. Like I know we've had this conversation with Shomar before, and he's like oh yeah, like that's fine. I'm like
that is not fine.
It is not fine. I wouldn't want to be around people that just kind of think it's okay to fart whenever they want or wherever, like.
Yeah, I've never been with anyone like that. I don't think I would ever want to be with anyone like that.
Like,
because it's like, no, just go to the bathroom. Yeah, you know, I know we all fart, and maybe I try not to let it out either until I'm like by myself or I'll go outside or whatever. But no, don't make it a thing. It can't be a thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. That's a big turnoff for
me. Yeah. Like even in this room, nobody farts.
No.
Right? Like during the show, you guys don't let it out, right?
Yeah, nah. I don't think I've ever farted. Okay.
Nah, because if it came out and it was a stinker, I'd be fucking embarrassed, honestly.
Yeah, it'd be like, fuck.
I've known you motherfuckers forever, but that'd be embarrassing as fuck. Like, that's why I farted right before I came in.
Hello, hello, my pretties. It's Ashley Lana from Lullaby the Fear Podcast, and you're listening to the Ask the Fellas show at Wasted Time Radio.
All right, fellas, I got a listener question, man.
What? We got a listener?
That's all you got? I know it's fucking Monday, man, but...
Fine, bro. I'm fucking dragging.
Oh, man. So the question is, one of the lady fellas, she said, so I've been single for a while. I'm ready to start dating, like for real start dating. So I don't... What does that mean?
What does that mean? Wait, she probably wants to find love instead of just fucking.
Oh, okay.
Not for fakes.
Yeah.
Oh, not for fakesies. Yeah. No fakesies. So she wants to for real start dating. And she just doesn't know how to approach the whole dating scene now. Hmm. So she's basically looking for any advice that we can offer her as men.
Don't look for love.
Right. Love will find you.
Mm. I like that.
Yeah. It will find you.
You guys need to put that on a t-shirt.
Copyright patent pending. Right. Yes. Hey, we haven't said that in a while.
I know, right?
He said, "Don't look for love. Love, let love find you."
Yeah. That's really profound, bro. I like it.
Damn, how do you like that? We need to put that on stickers, bro.
We should.
But how do you let love find you though?
What do you mean, man?
If you try too hard,
yeah,
it's not gonna come.
You're trying to make love happen
because then you're trying too hard and you're disappointed mm-hmm. when it doesn't happen.
Gotcha.
So just put yourself out there. You know, like for me, what I do, I just put myself out there. I'll go, you know, I'll go hang out. I'll go to a bar. I'll just fucking chit-chat with people. You know, or wherever the fuck I go, you know, I'll just fucking, you know, if I feel comfortable with the individual that's next to me or if I see somebody, you know, I'll approach them. I'm like, fuck it. You know, even at 36, my what do you call it? I feel comfortable enough where I can approach somebody.
Okay.
And if they say no, you know, whatever, you know, I'll go to the next one.
Because every person you come across is just a step closer to that person that is meant for you.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
So it doesn't even matter. Honestly, if she meets someone and it just, you know, even if they spend a year together, it doesn't mean that that person was the wrong person for them.
Mm-hmm.
It was just that person that they needed to be able to learn and to be able to move on to someone that is really going to be meant for them.
Right.
Okay. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Cause I think a lot of females or maybe dudes too, but they get infatuated with the concept of love, right?
Uh-huh.
Like they try to make, like I said earlier, they're trying to make love happen.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I like that. Like what you guys said of just kind of letting it, letting it happen versus that being like your goal, to make it happen.
Mm-hmm. Right. You got to go out there, meet people, like them. Yeah. And they'll like you back. But the level of that interaction is going to take time to develop. Mm-hmm. You know, the love part of it, it may feel at the beginning that it's love or you're in love, but it may not be that. It may be more lust mm-hmm. than anything. So you gotta continue to, you know, again, be with that individual. If you think it's not going in the right direction, then, you know, you have to do, which is always hard, which is
right.
moving to the next individual. Mm-hmm. You know, breaking that up and going to the next one. That's always the hard part.
Right. Mm-hmm. Because what I've heard from a lot of, like, the lady fellows, too, is that like, going on apps and stuff. I don't know if...
I don't like apps. Like, they're fucking dumb as fuck, honestly. Okay. I think it's... A lot of it is very superficial shit. People are looking for that instant gratification.
Just a hookup.
So. Yeah, like I did for a while, and you know, it did what I wanted it to do. Mm-hmm. But if you're trying to, again, you know, find something meaningful, find love, quote unquote, the apps, usually 9 out of 10 of them are not gonna work.
Yeah.
So you actually have to, you really have to put yourself out there. Right. You know?
And that's a big thing that no one really follows. Putting yourself out there means doing the things that you love to do.
Right.
Whatever it is. It could be bike riding. It could be cooking, like going to the grocery store. It could be playing Frisbee.
Fucking bingo, you know, yeah. whatever
right,
the fuck.
Right, right.
Doesn't
yeah.
matter. Volunteering is a big
yeah.
one.
Yeah, right? Volunteering.
Because at that point, you're going to find people that have similar interests mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, of course, they have time, mm-hmm. right? These people that are going out there and doing stuff, obviously, they have time because they don't have a significant other slowing them down.
Yeah. Maybe we can introduce her to that.
Well, they shouldn't have a significant other. They're trying to find love with somebody else, right?
what I'm saying is, like, if they're volunteering yeah. out there, or they're doing other, like, extracurriculars.
Okay. Most of the time, they're they don't have.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And just another thing. Most of those people know other people.
Right.
And the best gauge for someone to find somebody that's either going to be a good fit for you is a person that gets to know you and, you know, knows who you really are because you're in your element.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be like, you know what? I have a cousin. I have a friend. Mm-hmm. I have a sister. That would be perfect for you.
Yep.
Mm.
And usually those are your best allies to help you find someone that'll be a, you know, that give you something that's real.
Yeah, that's the old school way. Like, yeah. I think it's a little better that way than the apps. Yeah, because I've heard nothing but horror stories from the apps, yeah. man. Like a couple years ago, I've heard like some people actually went and got married and stuff. But for the most part,
they do happen. But it's
mostly horror stories, yeah, bro. Yeah. And like, man, like I was saying, like maybe we should just introduce her to our stalker listener.
Oh, that's true.
That's right.
His name is Jeremy. No, when it was Jeffrey.
Jeffrey.
Jeffrey D. We're not going to give out his last name because that would be a HIPAA violation.
Right. Man, he's ready for a new relationship.
Yeah. He likes to eat while watching TV.
Yeah, man. So I guess some good advice for her would be just to not be shy and put herself out there in real situations, right?
Yeah, don't stay at home. No one's gonna come looking for you at home.
No.
Yeah.
At all. You know, no. you want to meet people, then you gotta put yourself out there. Mm-hmm. Another thing, you know, she can do those speed dating things.
Yeah, that helps.
Yeah, right? I mean,
you meet what, like 10 people in the span of like an hour?
Yeah, or so. And then if you hit it off with somebody, there you go.
Well, they have a bunch of them here. And Beso, I think it is.
Oh, do they?
Yeah. Or what's that other one downstairs? Bella Lounge.
All right. I'm going to have to try it then.
So yeah. About how much time do you think they give you to try to like sit with somebody and talk?
I think it's like
them?
A 10-minute thing, isn't it?
Is 10 minutes enough?
10, 15 minutes. Yeah, because it's supposed to be speed dating.
I get it. But
yeah.
But you think...
Yeah, in 10 minutes, 15 minutes, you know what the individual is.
And then you're gonna feel the vibe, right? Yeah, like, yeah, right exactly. away. Yeah, yeah, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then somebody's telling you, I think, like how well you scored because you rate other people and then other people rate you.
Yeah.
So they kind of pair you or try to match you at the mm-hmm. end.
Oh, okay.
So you know it gives you a chance to find somebody that's like you know that kind of likes you too. So I don't know, man. I just like we said, don't go out looking for it. It'll find you. If you're doing what you do in your element, people are going to be attracted to that. Mm-hmm. So that's what you want. You don't want to go out there and always be on the hunt, because you're going to start finding people that really aren't going to be like a good fit for you. You know what I mean?
And don't dress hoey.
Yeah.
You know, be classy.
Yeah, be classy.
Because, hoey is only going to get you the other side of the other type of dudes. Unless that's what you want. But if you're looking for love and you want something meaningful, you know, just dress nice. You don't have to be half your titties out and shit.
Yeah,
we know you got titties. We know you do. You know, it's okay. We don't have to see them until later.
All right, let me ask you guys a question. So what kind of questions would you appreciate for a female to ask you, like, during, like, let's say a speed dating thing?
Huh. Damn. Put me on the spot, bro.
I don't think they have to be that deep.
No. Oh,
like, how, why are you here? You know, what made you come? Oh, how did you decide to come to the speed dating thing?
Right.
Yeah. You think these are dumb? If they're like playful like that,
really light.
Like, oh my god, I'm so embarrassed to be here. I don't know. I didn't think it was gonna be fun, or I didn't think it was gonna be like this. Yeah.
So if they start asking you about like family and shit like that, like
if they get too deep,
that's probably a turnoff.
They're asking, oh, do you have kids? How many kids do you have? I mean, they're probably trying to figure out whether or not we're a match, because maybe some of the women, they don't want to be in a relationship with someone with a kid,
right?
Or if it's a certain age, like, and that's probably a question I would want to ask too. Like, how many kids do you have? If you have like two kids and they're both under three, it's not gonna work. Yeah, it's not gonna work. You know, if she's like 10 or he is like 10 or older, you know, then okay, then I can continue and we can ask other things and we can start laughing or whatever.
Yeah.
Because some of these like speed dating things are by age group, right?
Yeah.
Like we're talking about 35 to 45 or something like that.
Yeah.
So obviously at that age, you're gonna have a history.
Yeah.
So they're going to have to ask you some personal questions. Like, obviously, are you divorced?
Right.
Have you ever been in a relationship before? What brings you here? Because, like if you just got your heart broken, maybe that's not the person that you would want to, go for, because this is like their rebound. This is their chance to go out there and meet somebody new just to try to get over somebody. And that's not what you want. Right?
Yeah. If they're asking, what led you to be here? Oh, I just broke up with my girlfriend 2 weeks ago. You know, you kind of look like her a little bit. Like, nope. She's like, she at that point she's fucking done for sure. Fuck that.
Oh
shit.
Oh my god. But yeah, I don't think the whole, even like family, like let's say if they're asking about my mom and dad and sisters and stuff like that, like some of those like questions are personal for some people, because a lot of people have like, bad history with their family.
Yeah, or they had a family member that passed away and, things like that. I don't think you go that far in those speed dating things.
You shouldn't. You should keep it light.
Yeah, very light.
Yeah, just kind of like, what are you into?
Yeah, what do you think?
What do you do for work?
Oh, do you like Mexican food?
Yeah.
Do you like Indian food? from India? I don't like girls who smoke, though.
All right, well, that's probably...
Yeah.
But you'll smell that, though.
I mean, unless they cleaned up real well that day.
I don't think you could do that. Because smokers, they got to smoke every 15 minutes.
That's true.
But like, does it matter?
In between dates, they're smoking. Hold on a second. I got to smoke a cigarette real quick.
But does it matter what they smoke or like if
cigarettes,
they do?
I'm out. If you smoke cigarettes, I'm out.
Okay.
What if she smokes weed?
Weed.
Or those little vape things. I don't know. Do those smell or no?
They don't smell, but I wouldn't be with someone with their vapes either. Okay. Every day vaping? No, that's kind of childish, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm
smoking
not.
Weed every day. Nah.
No.
Okay. You can do an edible here. Once in a while we can do it. We can do it together, but I don't want to have to.
What about crack?
What about crack?
Once a month, maybe.
Once a month. Yeah.
Fentanyl.
Can you smoke fentanyl?
I don't know. Actually,
I think you can.
I think that's how you do it, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, fentanyl, maybe once every 6 months.
Yeah, my biggest turnoff is smoking crank. You know what I mean? That's you just don't do it. You can't smoke fucking meth. That's crazy.
It's crazy.
Or your teeth fall out,
bro. Yeah. I don't want a chimuela for a girlfriend or a wife.
Oh. Yeah, but no, I think that's a good one, man. Yeah, the smoking thing is just like a no-go, man. But I don't know, man. I think I think what happens too, like as a dude, I would imagine you would get that vibe, right? Like if she's interested in you or not.
Yeah.
Like mm-hmm. I would imagine she would be asking you questions too that show her interest.
Yeah, there shouldn't be. If there's a lot of dead air, then you know it's not vibing.
Or if it's very like one sided. Right?
Yeah. Or yeah. You know, she's like one word answers or very quick answers.
Right.
Yeah, that's when it's like, nah.
What if the guy, like, okay, how old is this young lady?
She, man, I'm going to say she's 35.
Okay, she's 35, okay. Right? And the guy is talking. Like, you know, she asks him a question, and he just, you know, starts talking and talking and talking and talking. And it's not that he's not letting her talk, but, you know, she seems interested, so he keeps on talking. Mm-hmm. Is that a red flag?
If the conversation is interesting and she's like, you know, she looks mm-hmm. actively like an active listener,
yeah.
Then it's not an issue. But if he continues to talk and talk and talk and talk, and then eventually she's like, you know, her facial expressions change where now she's like, okay, is this motherfucker ever going to shut up? That's when you need to have self-control in yourself and be like, oh, you know, stop. You know what? I'm talking too much. You know what? Tell me about yourself. Why are you here? You know, right. you gotta get it back to her.
All yeah, right. Yeah. But no, it's very strategic. I think you need to make the person in front of you feel like that they're intriguing you, right?
Like
you're asking them, they're asking you, and you know what I mean. You can speak about yourself, but also don't ramble.
Right.
And as a girl, for the young lady that's asking us this question. Her facial expressions have to tell a story, right? Mm-hmm. If once he's talking, and if she has a stone face.
Or she's rolling her eyes.
Right.
Yeah, like, oh, yeah. Shit, what did I say?
Yeah. Or, yeah. You know, or she's looking away.
Uh-huh.
That will turn a guy off and feel as if she's not interested, right? And he'll start, like, his answers will start being totally different.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe she's not going to learn about him. Like truthfully, he's not gonna start telling her the truth,
right.
You know.
So. Or you know, or you just don't vibe. Maybe both of you are just completely opposites, polar opposites, and it's just not gonna work.
Yeah, but some people they don't have that social cues to be able to give back.
Yeah.
Like what a conversation is like. They're right. Like their face is like sometimes like just stone.
Well, see, and then people say like, oh, well, that's not my fault. I just have that resting bitch face.
No,
I'm like, that's a fucking cop out, bro.
Yeah, you got to be able to. Follow along and like be in the conversation.
Yeah, smile.
Yeah, right.
You know, fucking
nod
or nod or scrunch your nose a little.
Right.
You know,
right.
You know, yeah. Something.
Let out a little fart.
Yeah. You know?
but you know, but then people play games. Like I saw this thing on Instagram, so you know it's real. And and it was like these girls, right? They're like at a bar. And this guy, like, you know, he's getting hyped up by his homeboy, and he's like, yeah, go talk to her. So the guy walks over, and he's like, hey, I forgot what he says, but basically trying to engage, and the girl, like, kind of ignores him.
Uh-huh.
So the guy's like, oh, fuck. And so he leaves, and as soon as he's, like, walking away, or he's already gone, and then her girlfriends come over, and then she was like, oh, my God, did you see that guy? He's so fucking into me, like... No, but she was like excited, like she was into him, but she didn't.
She didn't say anything.
She didn't show it.
She didn't acknowledge him.
Yeah, which is I don't know if that really happens, but that was kind of like the little skit.
I think it does happen.
There are games like that.
Yeah,
it's like why play games? You're out here not to play games, right? I mean, hopefully you're out here not to play games.
Yeah, because does that 3-day rule still exist or
what 3-day rule?
Like when somebody gives you their number
and. Fool. That only existed when you had rotary phones and you had to go home to dial people. Now you get their phone number, and that night you're texting like, "Hey, how was your night?"
He's like, "Here's my dick."
Yeah, I don't wait 3 days to send a dick pic anymore. That's like day one,
and it has to get a heart.
Yeah, it has to get a heart, or I have to have some titties on. Come to me.
That's the ultimate.
Yeah. Shit.
Yeah, but nah, games are so stupid, man. Yeah. Especially, you know what I mean, once you're in your fucking 30s, bro. Like I think like at that point, you got to pick a side.
Yeah.
Like you either want to pursue something a little more serious or you know, just
are you just going to continue to play games the rest of your
right.
life.
Mhm.
Yep.
Mhm.
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 Mhm. Yo, what up, guys? This is Alfred Robles, and you guys are listening to Ask the Fella.
All right, all right, all right, fellas. It's time to get out of here.
No, wait. What? A minute. Wait, wait, wait. We haven't even finished the show yet. What are you talking about?
I'm almost done. That's why I'm doing my outro bit.
Oh, what are you talking about?
I got to go, man. I'm tired. Oh, man. I fucking worked out today. I got fucking homework to do.
Homework?
Yeah, bro.
Wait, oh, you're still in
I'm
school.
I'm still in school.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we forget we, you know, Barlow's in the school. You know?
No, I have a little backpack for you if you need it, bro.
It's all online.
Okay.
Like, it's Hello Kitty, but.
I'll give it to my daughter. Man. But, yeah, fun time. Victoria's, I'm glad you're back. You know,
thank you, sir.
Showmar was here last week.
Man, I was a little, like I said, I felt a little sad, yeah. Man. I was like, fuck.
You should have came over here and become a super spreader, bro.
Nah, I didn't. Fuck you guys. You're like, exactly.
Exactly. Fuck. Man, fun time, fellas. With that said, zip it up and zip it down, motherfuckers.
Great fucking show, fellas, man. I had fucking FOMO last week like a motherfucker. Like, even listening to the episode, I was like, man, I could have said this. I could have said that, but... Nah, but I'm glad that Shomer came out and had a couple of laughs with you guys, man. I really enjoyed the episode. It was pretty political, but I thought it was everything that you guys said was
true, right?
Was true.
The it fucking is. Rainbow with the with
yeah,
the
with the, the with the dude.
The,
I was
the Jupercon.
I was like, oh shit, fucking Lucky Charms. What the fuck?
And the chamaka.
Oh man, yeah. So I got a birthday shout out to. So it's for one of our super fans. His name is Junior. Man, shout out to Junior.
Junior.
And this is a message from your wife because I don't want you to think I'm calling you this shit.
Oh shit. Okay. you're like sexy boy.
So. She wanted us to say happy birthday to my G Love Papacito Mio. From your one and only Cookie.
Damn. Wow. See that? See, that's what I'm looking for, man.
Somebody that'll call you Papacito?
No, I'm looking for love.
Oh. I feel like fucking Art LeBeau and shit.
Wow.
Nice.
That's a true dedication.
Happy birthday, Junior.
Yeah, happy birthday, bro. Adam, and with that said, what a very good soup. Ba 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 dee, ba 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 doo.
And this week, I want to recommend these two movies that I saw this weekend.
Okay.
Both of them a little bit of a tear-jerkers.
Oh, God. I knew it.
What?
I knew it.
What?
Fucking guy,
it's
man.
Awesome, bro.
Oh, my God.
You got to watch one of these movies, at least one of these movies. Nah. Man. One of them is called Straw.
I'm out.
It's
a Straw. What the?
It's called Straw. And it's on Netflix.
No. You see... In the picture on Netflix, you see the woman. She's like all teary eyed, and I'm like, I'm not gonna watch that shit.
Come on!
She's already crying in the fucking in the ad.
I know.
God,
it's one of those movies that you have to appreciate, like what people go through.
I already know that. I lived it.
I know we lived it. That's what I'm trying to.
No
tell
No one made
you.
A fucking movie about me.
And there was. And it was it's by the Madea guy, right?
It is.
It's Tyler Perry.
Tyler Perry. Oh, okay. Yeah, that's really good. And I think you guys will enjoy it because you can relate. And I think maybe the people out there.
The people!
Would appreciate feeling something, a little bit of a connection to us because that's what we went through. So please, give it a shot. All right. That's one movie. But movie number two, it's called Heart of Champions. And it was also on Netflix.
What?
Marlos doesn't have a heart.
What?
I saw that, and then I was like, heart.
And next.
Maybe if it had like death to the heart.
No, not
you know,
to the heart.
Something.
No.
Stabbing the heart, you know.
No.
Heart of Champions.
Heart of Champions.
Shut up.
And I thought I was going to dislike this movie because it's about rowing, bro. It's like overprivileged kids that go to these schools that have rivers and lakes. What the fuck?
Why would I watch that shit?
Well, that's what I thought. Okay. But it's not just about rowing. It's not just about rich kids. It's about, you know, the human element, the human experience, and how you become
a rich white person.
No. enjoy it, though. You guys take a watch. Watch this movie. I think you will like it. The first 10 minutes is great. The last 10 minutes is even better.
All right.
So, you know, just Heart of Champions. It's on Netflix. Don't leave home without it. That's not what I wanted to say.
You know, it's funny. I already thumbs those down.
Really? Yeah. All
right. He said every time Jerry gives a recommendation, he goes down. Home and thumbs down.
Good Lord. How about a third one? Can I give you a third recommendation?
Go for it. Let's see.
Oh, my God.
Let's see.
Barlos has his phone out already.
Let me find it right now. Okay.
No, the movie is called The Fountain of Youth. What's the problem with this one?
Okay, go.
Okay. Well, I should have started it like this. Do we not like Botox in this room?
I mean,
he said, you got my attention.
I dabble.
Do we not want to stay young forever?
Not forever, but long enough.
Okay, long enough. Long enough to see this president get the hell out, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
right.
Sir.
So the Fountain of Youth is something that's been so elusive throughout time. I read about this in social studies class. Do you guys not know? Remember the stories?
I remember social studies.
Right, okay.
But I don't remember the Fountain of Youth, though.
No. Yeah, it was believed to be in Florida. And I think the Spaniards they went on a hunt to find the Fountain of Youth because there was like a myth of some kind. I don't know. Well, the point is this. This movie is with that John Krasinski guy. Am I saying it right? The guy from The Office.
Yeah, from A Quiet Place.
There you go. And then it's Isa Gonzalez, the Mexican actress that's been in all kinds of other movies.
Mm-hmm.
And then some other actors and actresses. It's a really good film.
Oh, it looks like a National Treasure type of shit.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What's that? Indiana Jones.
Indiana
style.
Jones.
Oh, okay.
All right.
It's a different kind of movie, and I think you would appreciate this. Yeah. I want to waste a couple of hours on your weekend.
Mystery.
It's a mystery. Right.
Yeah.
So
I'm down for that one.
The Fountain of Youth. Probably.
But I would think that Florida would be the wrong place to look. There's a bunch of old people there.
I know.
Nothing youthful about that shit.
Yeah, we're still looking for it. I haven't found it yet, Sonny.
I assure you it's not in Florida. But The Fountain of Youth, it's also on Netflix, I believe. If it's not.
No, it's on Prime.
It's on Prime. Okay. Yeah. Damn it. I was going to give them wrong information, and you ruined it.
Oh, Natalie Portman's in it?
Natalie Portman's in it as well.
I was in love with her for a while.
Yes, so.
Oh, Isa Gonzalez. Oh, yeah, she's.
Yeah, she's nice.
She's right? Getting there, bro.
Yeah, so take a watch. You guys watch this over the weekend. Tell me what you think. And with that, make sure to rate us on iTunes. 5 stars where it didn't happen. Protect your behind.
To me, there are 3 things we all should do every day. We do this every day of our life. You're going to have, what a wonderful, number one is laugh. You should laugh every day. Number two is think. You should spend some time in thought. And number three is you should have your emotions move to tears. Could be happiness or joy. But think about it. If you laugh, you think, and you cry, that's a full day. That's a heck of a day.
Ellos existen para el desmadre. Son 4 compas de misterio. Y en la plática los 4 unieron sus voces para darle vida a un pinche podcast que está chingón. A un pinche podcast está feliz. Tenemos a Shomer. Y luego a Barlos. Victoria es el chiludo y Jericho. Y en un lugar secreto unen sus voces para darle vida a un pinche podcast que está chingón. A un pinche podcast está feliz. ofrezco disculpas. No tienen pelos en la pinche lengua. Y en un lugar secreto unieron sus voces para darle vida a un pinche podcast que está chingón.